This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab.
If you are in the market for a house, and well, even if you're not, you know it's rough out there. Mortgage rates are the highest they've been since the year 2000 at 7.5%. Meanwhile, would-be sellers, homeowners, they're locked into much lower rates, so they're sitting still. And when homes do go on the market, they're listed high. Of course, one thing that could take some pressure off prices is a little more supply to meet demand. But the news there is kind of meh. We got data from the Commerce Department today that says the number of completed homes rose last month, but the number of builders starting new projects fell. Marketplace's Henry Epp explains what's happening with the housing pipeline.
In a lot of parts of the country, the first thing a home builder has to do to build housing is get a permit. And the number of permits issued last month fell over 7% compared to a year ago, because the math doesn't really work for builders right now, says Jessica Louts, deputy chief economist at the National Association of Realtors.
It's hard to find a buyer who can afford a new build, but also it's expensive to build a home.
Expensive for a few familiar reasons. Construction costs are high, it's hard to find skilled workers, but most of all,
the increase in long-term interest rates.
Robert Dietz is chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders. Just like home buyers taking out mortgages, home builders take out loans too.
As interest rates increase, the cost of financing for acquiring land, developing building lots, and the construction loans for builders, all of those increase.
Donnie Wills sees that in Austin, Texas, where he owns River City Construction and Design. He says he used to take out loans to buy land pretty regularly. He'd build a house on spec and then sell it for a profit. These days, not so much.
The amount of interest you'd end up paying on that loan, you would never be able to sell that house for a good profit. You know, we would end up probably taking a loss on spec homes.
So he's building fewer houses, and that doesn't bode well for a market that is seriously lacking in supply, says Aaron Jodka at the investment firm Colliers. He says, ultimately, it may take more government support, like zoning changes and grants or loans, to meet demand.
That's probably a combination of municipal policy as well as tax relief, state government, etc., coming together to try to solve those problems. It's certainly not easy.
Meanwhile, Donnie Wills in Austin says as long as interest rates are high, he can make money another way.
I get more calls right now for remodels than I do for custom home.
And he says when rates eventually come down to 5 or 6%, builders like him will start investing in new homes again. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.